Scientists at Harvard University have uncovered a potential problem with using embryonic stem cells to treat diseases like diabetes. In theory, embryonic stem cells can turn into any cell type in the body, including the cells that make insulin. 2 years ago, one team of scientists said that they'd succeeded in doing just that. But new research suggests that the cells aren't really producing insulin after all, and that means that they might not be useful for therapies, as NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Jay Rajagopal is a scientist at Harvard. He and his colleagues are trying to make human embryonic stem cells turn into the kind of cells that make insulin. So when another team reported 2 years ago they managed to do that with mouse cells, Rajagopal called team leader Ron Mackay and asked for details.
We were actually very eager to repeat their protocols because their protocols were originally performed in mouse embryonic stem cells, and we actually were very grateful for their collaboration in attempting to do the same thing with human ES cells.
So Rajagopal and his colleagues tried to follow Mackay's protocols to the letter. They took ES cells, or embryonic stem cells, and coaxed them into differentiating, changing into cells that produce insulin. The only difference was they used human ES cells, not mouse. But there was a problem.
There was plenty of evidence for insulin protein, but there wasn't as much evidence for the actual production of insulin in the cells.
In other words, it appeared that the cells contained insulin, but weren't actually making it. So where did the insulin come from? Rajagopal says Mackay's protocol called for growing the cells in a nutrient soup that contained insulin, and he thinks the cells were sucking up that insulin rather than producing their own. Rajagopal did the experiments again, this time using mouse embryonic stem cells just as Mackay did. It didn't matter. The results were the same. He and his colleagues report their finding in the journal Science. Ron Mackay, who works at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, has seen Rajagopal's paper.
My own view is that our work still stands, and that we have multiple lines of evidence that suggest that when we differentiated the cells, they produced insulin. And what the current paper says is that you have to be careful about one of those pieces of evidence, which I kind of agree with.
Besides, Mackay says his is not the only team that's been working with mouse embryonic stem cells to pursue treatments for diabetes.
More than one group has now shown that you can take ES cells and differentiate them in a way that's similar to the way we did and produce cells that will secrete insulin.
One of those groups is at Stanford University in Palo Alto. Group leader Sung Kim says not only have he and his colleagues successfully repeated Mackay's protocol, they've improved on it.
What we found was by changing conditions, we could produce not 10 to 30% of cells producing insulin, but over 95%.
Even though there are several ways of doing it, Kim says it's tricky to prove that the cells are really making insulin, not just storing it. Kim says it's possible that the Harvard researchers haven't faithfully followed Mackay's protocols, even though they think they have. After all, it takes 4 weeks to do one experiment.
In this sort of thing, if you change something slightly, even unknowingly, you may wind up with a completely different product than what was previously reported.
Back at Harvard, Jay Rajagopal says it's possible that there were some slight changes in the way he did the experiments that caused the results he observed. But it's also possible that researchers may be over-anxious to see positive results from their studies.
We just think that our finding is important in the sense that it will prevent people from chasing red herrings.
And that is important in a fast-moving field like embryonic stem cell research. An example of just how fast it's moving is something Ron Mackay told me. When I called him to make an appointment to talk, he said he wanted to go back to his office and use the internet to review Jay Rajagopal and Sung Kim's work before doing an interview with me a couple hours later.
And as I'm looking, I see that something else has just come online from a group in Germany. And I knew that they were working in this area, but this is the first time I've seen the data. So really, since we talked, there's new evidence. Very exciting.
Exciting indeed. But it's also possible doubts will be cast on that study as well. It's just the way science works. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.